I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2020. This is Utah's Noon News. And in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt.
The final cleanup of a crash at Bangor in South Jordan. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Teachers at multiple schools are walking out of class this noon hour and heading to the Capitol building to draw attention to public education funding.
Our nurse has 9 schools. How can she work for 5,000 students?
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is at the state capitol where a rally is to take place a little bit later. He also spoke with some teachers that left class early this morning. John?
Yeah, Nick, teachers and educators are getting ready to rally here at the state capitol building as they make their way over from the federal building on State and First South. What's happening today is part of a statewide demonstration asking state leaders to increase funding for public schools. Specifically, teachers are looking for a 6% hike. This morning at Woodrow Wilson Elementary, teacher Taylor Layton laid out what the extra funds would go towards.
It doesn't go to pay necessarily. That funds technology, that funds curriculum resources, that funds an extra nurse.
He adds that Woodrow Wilson is sharing one nurse with 4 other schools, something that teachers were quick to highlight. Now, the rally here at the Capitol is supposed to kick off in about an hour, but the excitement is already growing with a number of teachers and also plenty of kids out here on the front lawn. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
All right. Thank you, John.
The coronavirus.
And as the coronavirus spreads around the globe, so do people's fears. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly breaks down how this pandemic is different from others in the past.
COVID-19 comes with the old adage, there's some good news and bad news. Utah Department of Health Executive Director Joseph Miner says the 2% death rate is much lower than the last corona outbreak.
In 2003 with SARS, it had 10% mortality.
Miner says because the SARS illness was so severe, it's easy to identify. But 80% of the cases of this new coronavirus have mild symptoms, leading to the problems we have now.
So individuals don't realize they have the infection or out in public and spreading it.
Slowing the spread of COVID-19 is what health officials are now working on. That includes educating the public on frequent hand washing and staying away from public places when you have any sniffles or a cough. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
And KSL's top national stories this half hour from ABC News. The coronavirus hasn't been widespread in the U.S., but its impact financially, it's taking a toll on all of us as the stock market reacts.
It's always a good time to pay attention to your investments. And for many people, they ignore it completely. So if the coronavirus is bringing only one good thing, and certainly it's hard to come up with anything positive, if it gets people to review their financial situation and they have never done it or they rarely ever do it, it could provide an advantage going forward.
Financial advisor Gary Schotsky with ObjectiveAdvice.com says investors need to remain calm as they review their portfolios and also look at future options. The U.S. House has approved a bill to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products. The bill sponsor says the goal is to stem a vaping epidemic among young people. It would also put a new tax on nicotine, but the bill might not make it to the president's desk, as many in the Senate have opposed it.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
Utah's first appearance in Super Tuesday is drawing a lot of attention from presidential campaigns. Bernie Sanders will be right here in Utah holding a rally at the Utah State Fair Park at noon. That's on Monday, while his wife Jane will be here tonight and tomorrow. This follows visits by Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, and Tulsi Gabbard.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
And a group of Utah lawmakers passing a resolution today showing their support for Utah hosting a future Olympic Winter Games. The resolution passing through a Senate committee unanimously and will now go before a full Senate. Governor Herbert and Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall announcing a committee earlier this month that's responsible for preparing Utah's Olympic bid. And then a sprinkler test in Salt Lake City is causing some controversy this morning. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Kira?
Nick, this all started with a sprinkler test the Leonardo says is nothing out of the ordinary. Havila Clark with the Leonardo Museum says they warned a group of homeless people on 500 South about the sprinkler testing about 30 minutes before. She says they also reached out to the Salt Lake City Police for help and then gave one more word of caution before testing the system.
At 9 o'clock, we gave another warning, and at that point, I believe that most people had left. The test was conducted at 9:15 a.m. This is a pretty standard test. It takes approximately 20 minutes.
She says no one got wet. Meantime, the Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says they're looking into if it was a test.
It's abhorrent. It's inhumane. It's not a way to deal with people camping on a park strip. And the city is engaged day in and day out on working with people who are living in these circumstances to try to bring them to services.
The Leonardo leases the building from the city. Live, Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kira. And the Utah Jazz hoping to turn things around tonight at the Vivint Arena. The Jazz have lost their last four home games, and tonight they're playing Washington at 7 after tonight. The Jazz hit the road for four games beginning Monday night in Cleveland. And the BYU Cougars men's basketball team is getting ready for their final regular season game tomorrow afternoon. The Cougars facing Pepperdine. Pregame starts Saturday at 3 o'clock with tip right here at 4 on KSL News Radio. Plus Cougar Sports Saturday will lead you up to the game starting at noon. Coming up on KSL, should you buy travel insurance for an upcoming trip as the coronavirus continues to spread? And a look at your noontime drive.
The tow trucks have finally driven away and the crash is cleared now. Bangor Highway at 114th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
The mic is live. 1,300 delegates up for grabs. Super Tuesday. KSL's live mic with Lee Lunsberry. Utah now apart. Now on 12:30 to 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's news station.
Do you put most everything down the garbage disposal? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm sure you've seen those lists of things you can and can't put down the disposal, and then ignored it and did whatever you wanted to. There may have even been this small part of you that was like, ha, I knew that would go down the drain. Most people think those recommendations are to protect your disposal, but more than that is to keep you from putting things down the drain that can collect on the walls of the drain over time. Things like grease, banana peels, potato skins, coffee grounds, stuff like that. Whether you follow those recommendations or not is up to you, but if you ever find yourself with a blocked drain that you can't clear, Any Hour Services has a risk-free drain clearing special for any homeowners listening. We'll clear any drain with normal access for only $43. And if we can't clear it, you don't have to pay. If water's supposed to drain down it, we can clear it. Sinks, tubs, toilets, showers, floor drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services to schedule an appointment at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700. Any Hour Services.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and up to an upfront 20% bonus? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account of up to 20%. 20%! If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. Do the math, and you will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can then use for retirement income. Did I mention the up to 20% bonus on top of that, just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. With an up to 20% bonus just for opening an account, it's not going to last long. Call Trajan Wealth at 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For cost and complete details, contact Trajan Wealth.
And recapping our top local story, teachers from around the state are walking out of class today and rallying later on Capitol Hill. The reason? They want more funding for Utah schools. That rally is planned for less than an hour from now. Of course, we'll keep you posted as it happens here on KSL News Radio. And multiple airlines are canceling flights to countries where the coronavirus is quickly spreading. But should you hold back on booking a vacation?
Growing questions about how to protect yourself while traveling. First, the cost of canceling. Megan Lloyd, who has an autoimmune disorder and is more susceptible to picking up illnesses, is worried about an upcoming trip she has booked to Las Vegas with her boyfriend Ryan.
At the time that we booked the flights to Las Vegas, we didn't really think about buying insurance. If we do travel to Las Vegas, then we're just going to be taking extra measures to make sure that we protect ourselves from any kind of pathogen, whether it's the coronavirus or the flu.
Canceling a trip can cost you big bucks, even if you have travel insurance. That's because even the most expensive policy tends to cover a percentage of the trip, not the whole thing.
In general, a standard travel insurance plan is not going to provide trip cancellation coverage for the coronavirus or the fear of the coronavirus.
Then there's the health risks. So many now sharing the CDC's meme with that key advice, keep calm and wash your hands. But there's more to it. Medical professionals say coronavirus has so far shown similar transmission patterns to the flu. A plane flying a typical New York to Washington, D.C. route makes about 5 flights per day. So that means at least 4 strangers could be touching your tray table, shade, armrest, and air vent every day. If a flu carrier sneezes, those passengers immediately around the sneezer are most at risk, but your risk is lower if you're seated further away. So at the end of the day, just keep an eye on your travel destination. If they don't have any cases there, then you're probably fine to go on your trip. But if you're concerned, go ahead and call your airline, call your hotel. You'll be surprised. Sometimes they can make some exceptions.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez reporting there. Get a look at our Friday noontime drive. We have Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're out and about on your Valley freeways, you're going to see a good drive in progress, including I-15 north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. We had an earlier accident, Bangor Highway and 114th South, to start the Friday noontime drive. That's been cleared. No other accidents to report on your freeways or main secondaries at this time. King and Country with Company featuring Echo Smith and Dave Barnes are coming to the Sandy Amphitheater Saturday, August 1st. For tickets, visit eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Bounce in America's 3% balance transfer bonus. And here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Sunny blue sky out there. It's another warm day, even warmer than yesterday, 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is currently 33 degrees. At KSL News Radio. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, do you wash your hands the right way? Utah health officials say you probably don't. We'll go in depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's News Station.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Utah's known for its outdoor recreation, but many of these activities are not accessible to over 300,000 Utahns with a disability. Wasatch Adaptive Sports addresses these needs by providing recreational, educational, and social programs promoting active living and independence to adults, children, and veterans with adaptive needs. Wasatch Adaptive Sports offers specialized instruction and equipment for skiing, cycling, paddle sports, and many other activities at little to no cost. Get involved. Visit WasatchAdaptiveSports.org.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The good news is the coronavirus has a much lower mortality rate than SARS. The bad news is it's spreading much faster. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, teachers from multiple schools are walking out of class this noon hour. They're heading to the state capitol for a rally to put pressure on lawmakers to put more money toward education. And third, a look at our noontime drive brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic rolling along, including I-15 between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Right now, no accidents to report on the freeways or main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Really warms up in the sunshine. 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Currently 33 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Centers for Disease Control is trying to learn more about the COVID-19 coronavirus in the U.S. Dr. Nancy Messonnier says,
we appreciate that Americans are taking this threat seriously and continuing to seek information about how to be prepared. As always, President Trump's and our number one priority is the health and safety of the American people.
She says right now there are 3 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. that were transmitted from person to person. The World Health Organization, still not calling it a pandemic, but raised the global risk assessment to very high, saying this is a wake-up call for countries to take action. The action from financial investors continues to be selling. The Dow plunging again today, down right now more than 800 points. Gary Schatzky is a financial advisor and president of ObjectiveAdvice.com. His advice?
First of all, I'm telling people to take a deep breath. You can't overreact to any piece of news. You have to take a look at how much risk you have in your portfolio, how much equity you have in stocks.
He points out markets are higher now than they were a year ago. That economy has been a major selling point for President Trump as he pushes for a second term. Tonight, he holds a rally in South Carolina, which is in the Democratic spotlight ahead of tomorrow's primary.
Polling over the last couple of days favors Joe Biden in tomorrow's primary here in South Carolina. But a new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that among those who watched Tuesday's debate, Bernie Sanders would have an easier time defeating President Trump in November. For Sanders' part,
I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump when people learn that he voted for the war in Iraq.
Now Sanders has to hope that South Carolinians headed to the polls tomorrow care about the Iraq war. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Charleston, South Carolina.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting this afternoon, a day after 33 Turkish troops were killed in an airstrike in Syria. You're listening to ABC News.
And pardon me, earlier I said it was 32 degrees. I was off, like way off. It's currently 52 in Salt Lake City. Now time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
As governments and hospitals figure out how they'll react to a possible coronavirus pandemic, health officials are trying to remind people there is an effective way to stop the spread of germs that many people just simply aren't doing. This may seem overly dramatic, but health officials say it's completely true. There are people who have died because someone else didn't wash their hands.
They said it with SARS and MERS, if people had followed those general hygiene things, washing your hands, covering your mouth when you sneeze and cough, that it wouldn't have spread as much as it did.
Salt Lake County Health Department epidemiologist Michelle Vowles says the coronavirus may be getting all the media attention right now, but it's not the biggest health risk in Utah.
We have the flu every year, and every year, unfortunately, numerous people become sick and people will die from the flu.
But what about hand sanitizer? It's just as effective as washing your hands, right?
If you read on the container, it kills 99.99% of all the germs, but the 0.01% that it doesn't kill is norovirus.
And we know that better as the stomach flu. Salt Lake County environmental health scientist Andrea Gamble says people can shed those viruses for 2 weeks after their stomach flu symptoms go away, and it only takes 10 virus particles to make someone else sick.
So imagine a piece of toilet paper. That's all that's standing between you and a trillion virus particles.
That's not to say that sanitizer is completely useless, but Gamble says it's just simply not as effective as using soap under hot water. Val says the proper way to wash up is to do it for roughly 30 seconds, scrubbing everything, the backs of your hands, your wrists, and under your fingernails, and it needs to happen a lot more than just after using the bathroom. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time is 12:19. Let's check in with Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So far, so good. On your noontime drive this beautiful Friday afternoon, Valley Freeway traffic in great shape. No accidents or serious delays there. Your main secondaries also are reported as problem-free. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Sunshine today, high temperatures climbing up there, 57 for the day, a lot of clouds tomorrow, and another warm one. In fact, one of our warmest so far of the year, up to 60 degrees. Rain showers tomorrow night, though, and then snow is coming away for Sunday, and we do expect accumulation by the afternoon. That's a big change. High Sunday, only 43. A lot of sun, colder on Monday, only 40. Then more snow in the works for Tuesday. High that day, 44. Warms up to 51 on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, and then more sunshine for Thursday, back up to 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Currently partly cloudy and 52 degrees in Salt Lake City. And if you see news, text us on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed, you're about ready to go. One more time you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99. Implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
When it comes to keeping Americans safe from coronavirus, this is the sound of a president we can't rely on.
I asked the various doctors, is this just like flu? People die from the flu.
America can do better. Managing a crisis when everything is on the line is what Mike Bloomberg is all about. Mayor after 9/11, Bloomberg steadied a shaken city and coordinated rebuilding. He oversaw emergency responses to Hurricane Sandy, the swine flu epidemic, and West Nile virus. To prepare his city, Mike created a pandemic response plan for disease monitoring, vaccine delivery, and hospital readiness. And at the Bloomberg School of Public Health, he's funding cutting-edge research to contain epidemics. The bottom line, Mike gets things done. As president, he'll expand Obamacare, create jobs, combat gun violence. But more, when a crisis hits, Mike will make sure America is ready. After the chaos of Trump, that is a change we need.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business. Finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up today, 12:30 to 3. Lee, what's coming up on the show today? We're going to cover a lot of ground today. The teachers from the Salt Lake City School District, they have staged a walkout in conjunction with the Salt Lake Education Association. They have some demands, and they would like to make those known to the leadership up on Utah's Capitol Hill. A friend of mine is a teacher at East High School. She's going to join me to kick off the program today and let me know and let the listeners know what they'd like to see changed in Utah schools. All right, sounds great. Stay tuned for Live Mike, 12:30 to 3, right here on KSL News Radio. And watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank, the Boy Scouts of America, could be selling off some original Rockwell paintings as they go through bankruptcy. The paintings were potentially worth millions. KSL Drives, the Geneva Auto Show, is officially off. Organizers announcing the cancellation this morning after the Swiss government banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And Tesla is working on plans with California's PG&E to build the world's largest battery facility. The massive complex would be used to store energy created by wind and solar farms. Your money at this moment? Ouch. The markets are still a mess. The Dow is off 808 points, currently sitting at 24,957. The S&P 500 has lost 78 points. The NASDAQ is currently down 165. The CEO of Reddit is joining the list of people who say the TikTok app is basically a spyware app by the Chinese government. The TikTok app is currently one of the most popular apps among teenagers, where they often share short, funny video clips. Be sure to join the KSL Greenhouse Show at J&J Garden Center for the first annual spring repotting palooza. That sounds like fun. This Saturday, 8 to 11, J&J Garden Center. You've really got to see it to believe it. You really do.
I got this nasty cold. I was sputtering and coughing like an old furnace. You know, with a plugged up combustion chamber, restricted airways, and a nasty fever. I rested a few days and was fine. Furnaces need care too. A Whipple Service Champions tune-up is serious care, like CPR. You'll see, it's not a feather dusting or a flashlight waving with an "everything looks okay, ma'am." Can you imagine getting your car tuned up by shining a flashlight across the spark plugs? Not at Whipple Service Champions. Our tune-up requires disassembly, internal cleaning, and precision adjustments to get your fuel burning safely, efficiently, and to original manufacturer specifications. All this for just $44. You get a Whipple highly trained, clean cut, background checked, shoe cover wearing, drug-free Whipple Service Champion who won't leave a mess. $44. For CPR for your furnace, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet out there on your valley roadways, whether you're on surface streets and even busy surface streets, really not seeing any kind of problems right now. Valley Freeway traffic in great shape, no accidents and no delays. The Salt Lake Tribune Home and Garden Show, presented by Biograss, March 6th through 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center. For information and discount tickets, go to saltlaketribunehomeshow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine warming up today, 57 degrees, great day to get outside. Tomorrow, more clouds, at least by afternoon, and we get up to 60 degrees. Rain showers tomorrow night, and then a big change Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 1229. And it is 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Nick Wyatt here with KSL's top local story this half hour. Teachers from various schools around the state are walking out of the classroom this hour in support of their students. A group of 20 teachers at Woodrow Wilson Elementary in South Salt Lake gathered outside this morning in a show of support. Teacher Taylor Layton says all school districts are calling for a 6% increase in funding.
That's for the WPU, which stands for the Weighted Pupil Unit. It's basically the state's way of giving money to all the school districts across the state.
He says it'll go to help towards things like hiring more counselors and reducing class sizes. A larger gathering is happening this afternoon at the Capitol. In our top national story from ABC News, the Centers for Disease Control are asking for the public's patience as they investigate what may be the first community spread case of the coronavirus in the country. Dr. Nancy Messonnier also said there are two more positive cases in the U.S.
We also have confirmed two more people who have tested positive for the virus that caused COVID-19 among U.S. citizens repatriated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship.
A team of investigators are now working to find out how a woman in Northern California came into contact with the virus because she hadn't been traveling or had any known contact with coronavirus patients. The Salt Lake Bees and Salt Lake City have started extending protective netting at Smith's Ballpark. The new extensions will protect fans nearly all the way down to each foul pole on the both the right and left field lanes. The nets also will be retractable in some sections so players and fans can interact prior to the game's beginning. Your money at this moment, the Dow is still off about 640 points, currently sitting at 25,126. The S&P 500 has dropped 59. The NASDAQ is down about 115. And coming up on KSL News Radio, we have a nice half of the weekend, and then the snow does come back. KSL weather is next. KSL News Time, 1232.
Important breaking news is super easy to find.
Ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio in the morning.
Use 102.7 FM in your car and listen on your phone on the KSL News Radio app.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang